Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, family. Welcome once again to the Winning Every Day podcast, your daily devotional that helps you grow in faith, live with purpose, and walk in victory. I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I pray that wherever you are, at home, in traffic, in the office, or even just waking up, you'll feel the warmth of God's presence right where you are. Let's jump right in with today's devotional titled, God's Peace Guards Your Heart. Our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6-7, which says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Back in 2012, National Geographic did a piece on a woman named Diana Nyad, an endurance swimmer in her 60s who had failed multiple times to swim from Cuba to Florida, a distance of over 100 miles through shark-infested, jellyfish-laden waters. She attempted it 5 times and failed, but on her 5th attempt at age 64, she finally made it. When she was asked how she kept her mind calm in such a physically and mentally exhausting situation, especially at night in the dark sea, she said, "I focused on the rhythm of my stroke and the image of the peaceful horizon. I blocked out fear. I told myself, just keep swimming." Isn't that such a picture of faith? In the middle of overwhelming darkness, she anchored her mind to peace and refused to let fear win. Anxiety is something we all face. You may be anxious about your job, your finances, your health, your family. But here's a question I want to ask you today. What do you do when your mind won't stop racing? When thoughts start spiraling? What if this fails? What if they leave? What if I'm not enough? Friend, God knew we would face anxiety. That's why Philippians chapter 4, verse 6-7 speaks directly to our hearts. Don't be anxious about anything. Now, that's not just a suggestion, it's a divine invitation, an invitation to trade our panic for His peace. The Bible says that the peace of God will guard your heart and mind. It's like a spiritual security team that surrounds your soul when you pray and trust Him. Have you ever tried to fix things in your own strength and ended up more overwhelmed? I know I have, but here's the encouragement. You were never meant to carry life's pressures alone. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 reminds us, "Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you." Yes, He cares. About the details. About the deadlines. About the diagnosis. About the delay. Today, you don't have to pretend to be okay. You don't need to mask your fears. God sees your heart, and He wants to flood it with a peace that surpasses understanding. Even if things around you don't change immediately, when His peace enters, you change. What's the one thing you've been worrying about lately that you haven't yet truly surrendered to God? Take a moment. Speak it. Name it. Now imagine placing it into God's capable hands. Today, every time anxiety rises, pause and pray. Just say, "God, I give this to You. Flood me with Your peace." You can even write down Philippians 4 verse 6-7 and keep it somewhere close. Your phone lock screen, your journal, or your mirror. As you go today, let's declare this together out loud. Today, I choose peace over panic. I release every worry and rest in God's perfect love. My mind is guarded, my heart is steady, and I walk in victory. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank You for being our peace in the middle of life's storms. Today, we surrender every anxious thought, every restless night, and every fear into Your hands. Guard our hearts and minds. Help us to focus on You and rest in the assurance that You are in control. Lord, bless every listener today. Guide their steps, surround them with favor, and fill them with unshakable peace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this message blessed you, take a moment to share it with someone you care about. You never know who needs to be reminded that God's peace is greater than their panic. And don't forget to send us your prayer request, drop your testimony, and stay tuned for more inspiring devotionals right here on the Winning Everyday podcast. Go in peace, and remember, you are not alone. God's got you.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.